This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Great to be with you today. The Athens Olympic Games, they were great, weren't they? And the athletes, our athletes especially, had a great sense of pride in their achievements. Reminded me that each time the Olympic Games comes around, the motto comes to the fore. The motto for the Olympic Games is swifter, higher, and stronger. Three words. Now, the Apostle Paul, a long time ago, he realized that sport would be a great metaphor to instruct the Corinthian Christians to understand some of the Christian principles. So here was the challenge, he said, and we read it in 1 Corinthians 9:24. Don't you know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets a prize? So he said, run in such a way as to get the prize. I'm sure you also remember the film Chariots of Fire, which highlighted the single-minded dedication of two runners. That's back in the 1924 Olympic Games in Paris. They had Eric Liddell and Harold Abrahams. And they're shown training in all sorts of bleak weather until they're exhausted. So Paul says, everyone who competes in the Games goes into strict training. But in the Christian life, which is like a race, what sort of preparation do we make? Now, the longest Olympic race takes its name from the Greek village of Marathon, where apparently in 490 BC, an Athenian messenger ran 24 miles, and he ran with the news that the citizen soldiers of Athens had overcome the invading Persian army. Well, of course, history records some great marathon runners, and there have been some who have really done extraordinary things. The Christian life is sometimes very tough indeed. And if you've been on the road as a Christian for many years, you'll know what I'm talking about. Paul also knew this. He never gave in. And he said, for example, to the Galatians, you were running a good race. Well, who cut in on you and kept you from obeying the truth? That's in Galatians 5, verse 7. And centuries later, Paul still challenges us, I think, today to push away any of the hindrances. If we want to be a Christian, be fair dinkum about it, there are things that are going to press on us. For example, he said in Philippians 3:14, I run straight towards the goal in order to win the prize. And this is the prize which is God's call through Christ Jesus to the life above. He knew what he was on about. And so he was saying, get rid of anything that's going to hinder you and just keep on running that race. One of the sporting examples of attitude is found in the life of Greg LeMond. Now, he's an American cyclist. And he was competing in the Tour de France on a very long stage of the race, went through the mountains, and the pack were growing tired, and there came a shower of rain. But the rain became a problem, and as they moved into the small village, the road surface, of course, changed, and it was here that Greg and his bike parted company. He got back on his bike and went on to actually win the race. Now, what happens in our life, and perhaps you know, perhaps more than anybody else, what it's like to be overcome by problems and obstacles. And we can say, where is God? We've got to get up and keep going. It says in Scripture, in 2 Corinthians 12, where Paul said, Jesus said to me that my grace is all you need, my power is greatest when you're weak. That's what Paul said. So the Olympic Games, as important as they are, also remind us that we need to keep running the race of life. Now, Paul brings us to this metaphor. He says, in fact, gives a warning. He says, I beat my body and make it my slave so that after I've preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. And one of the saddest things about competing in a race, it's possible to persevere through all the training only to be disqualified right at the end. Perhaps you've broken the rules and we've seen that happen on the Olympics. So there could be false starts and other things. So there's the temptation to take shortcuts in the Christian life. So we can say that just as the Olympics proved that some great things happened, we too can understand that God is with us as we try to win the race of life. Father God, you are our eternal God. We have confidence in the future. And Lord, when we face problems from day to day, we know that you're there and you don't leave us, but you're there as our guide. You're there as our coach. And we thank you, Lord, for the hope that we have in you. And I offer this prayer today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.